Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 18th of March. Let's get this out of the way. Today is the first day I have no bets whatsoever on anything since we've been doing this. I don't know how many episodes we've done now, 60, 70 odd, but there is nothing today. I'm not just going to throw a bet out for the sake of it. We are now on an international break for the football, so it may well be that it is going to be a bit quiet now for the next sort of 10 days or so. So I don't know whether there will be any action. As regards to FTS, we've got a busy time. The Run the Lines NHL service will be coming to an end early April, but the baseball starts, so I've got details on that. Obviously, the racing switches over to the flat at the end of this month, so we're getting ready for that. The racing selections will be quiet for me over the next week or so, but once the flat gets going, then I imagine we'll have something pretty much every day. I'm actually going to upgrade that sort of what you get. I've put a new structure in place my end of. I'll probably give you a list of horses to trade as opposed to just one, but I'll explain that nearer once we get into the flat season. Had a couple of queries about the racing, which I did try and mention Saturday. If you go to the website, ftsincome.co.uk, and then it is, I haven't looked myself for quite a while, ftsincome.co.uk, sorry, /FTS-racing-. So it's ftsincome.co.uk/FTS-racing-. There's a couple of videos there which tell you more about what I mentioned Saturday about the FTS racing databases. That's what I use. We update them constantly with macros and systems that we run ourselves. And this year it is going very well, about 159 points up, but there'll be three new flat macros added, and the jumps macros may quieten down. There's all weather, but if you go to that page, there's videos that explain it better than I can via email or via talking on this podcast. I'm not sending you there to sign up, I'm just sending you there to have a look for those people who want to know more about it. But it's just the same approach as the football with the ultimate service. It's just database based. We log every race, every day, every runner, get all the results, get all the prices, and everything I do is pricing database based. So that's the racing. As I say, we've got the baseball starting, that will be strictly limited. Obviously, those on the current hockey service will have preference. Baseball made 400 points last year, so hopefully that gets going again. Obviously, comes with its problems of getting on, but he does try and help explain to those of you restricted and all those sort of things. That's nothing to do with me, but he runs it very well. Golf just gutting last night, wasn't it? I'm not so sure as McIlroy won it. He did win it because he played the last three holes superbly, but he got very lucky at 15. But the others around him just, you know, they fell away collectively. Rahm was horrendously disappointing. Somebody asked me in the morning what I thought, and I said, well, Rahm is a good front runner. I think he'll be really difficult to pass. And he came out like he'd never played before. Fleetwood, similarly, I expected to be up there, dropped away, looked bright at the end, but left himself too much to do. So all in all, it was all a bit of a disaster. But that is golf, and as I say, you know, we're taking on big prices, and there'll be plenty of opportunities. McIlroy already is too short for the Masters. The bonus of these things is golf is a great sport for overreacting, and he is too short for the Masters already, so we'll get it back. It's not anything I'm overly concerned about, but I'm aware that people react on 1 week's betting as opposed to looking at the bigger picture. It's not what you bet often, it's how you bet, and that's what I keep saying to people. And it's sort of the topic of the seminars we've got coming up, just actually talking about making money as opposed to giving up and worrying about 1 week's results. But it was disappointing. I really did think Friday, even into Saturday, that I'd be collecting on the golf. But one of those things. Millwall somehow capitulated in the FA Cup. I didn't see the game, but 2-0 up, and I was making plans to change my weekend to make sure I could be at the Spurs new stadium on the 6th of April. And in the blink of an eye, it was all removed, and it's on the 3rd of April. Tottenham will play host to Crystal Palace, Andros Townsend curling one in from the edge of the box for a winner, I expect. And as it happens, I've got a 60th birthday due that day, so I'm now going to be trying to juggle to get out of that or leave that early so I can attend the first game in the new stadium. Try and get 3 or 4 in, because I'm not sure I'm going to renew for next year. I think I've just about had enough of it. So yeah, that was quite a setup. So we've got Man City versus Brighton, isn't it, in the semi-finals, and Watford Wolves in the other one. So we'll have one of Watford or Wolves in the final. Be good to see a different team there. Yeah, so that's it. There is nothing. I might get a blog post done later this week, depending on time. Friday may be a good day if there's not a lot of football on. I will do a podcast every day still, just, you know, things may pop up. We'll have a look at the golf later in the week. There may be some lower league football. So I will do a podcast, you know, even if it's only for a couple of minutes, just to keep you guys informed of what's happening. But that is it. I will be contacting those who coming to the seminars. I will be contacting you over this week, so do look out for an email. If you haven't got an email by Wednesday or Thursday and you have booked for a seminar, please do contact me. If I happen to put the wrong venue on your seminar, don't have a head off, just send me an email and I will sort it. I've had a load of swaps and changes from venue to venue. I think I've sorted them, but if I have made a mistake, it is really not a big deal. Don't need to throw your toys out the pram. Just drop me an email and I will correct it for you. But that is it. So a quiet week coming up, as I say, international break, but we've got a lot going on. FTS wise, so there'll be a few changes to the site, new stuff coming, as I say, and the people who that is relevant to. I'll be in touch over this next sort of week, 10 days, but have a good Monday, have a good week, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning just for a brief rundown and see if there is anything.